Hello, everyone. I'm Senator James Andrew Malone. Thanks for joining me for another telephone town hall. Today, we're going to talk about Governor Shapiro's proposed 2026-2027 state budget with a special guest, my friend Senator Vincent Hughes. Senator Hughes serves as the Senate Appropriations Committee Minority Chair, which means he's at the center of budget negotiations. I'm going to flip this over to him momentarily to introduce himself, describe his role, and talk us through some of the key aspects of the budget Governor Shapiro presented earlier this month. Before I continue with that, I want to give a quick public service announcement about the bird flu outbreak we're experiencing. Because of the unusually cold weather, some northern birds have migrated down into our area. They brought the bird flu with them, causing outbreaks unusually early in the season. If you are out and see sick or dead wild birds, please call that sighting in immediately to the Pennsylvania Game Commission at 1-833-742-9453. I'm going to say that again. Please report dead or sick wild birds to the PA Game Commission at 1-833-742-9453. If you have chickens or are a producer, please report sick birds or unexplained deaths to the Department of Agriculture immediately at 717-772-2852. At 717-772-2852. This is having a big impact on our farms in the area and on prices, so we need to work together to protect ourselves. Okay, so back to the state budget. On February 3rd, I had the honor of joining Governor Shapiro's official escort committee as we entered the Pennsylvania House, and he delivered his 2026-2027 budget address. Governor Shapiro talked a lot about making life more affordable for Pennsylvanians, investing in our kids, and creating jobs. I've long been an advocate for fairly funding our public schools, and the proposed budget takes another important step in that direction. It directs an additional $565 million through the bipartisan adequacy formula and tax equity supplements to ensure underfunded schools across Pennsylvania get their fair share of funding. It also provides a $50 million increase for basic education funding across the Commonwealth and a $50 million increase for special education funding to make sure every kid gets the support they need. This will bring new state funding to schools in Lancaster and provide some relief for local school districts that have been forced to raise property taxes over the years. We want to look out for our seniors and homeowners by not adding on to the property tax burden, and this helps with that effort. On our last telephone town hall, we did some polling and learned from you that housing is a major issue in the district. I suspected it was, but it was helpful to see your responses. I'm pleased to say Governor Shapiro's budget does a lot of good on the housing front as well. It sets aside $1 billion to provide flexible funding through bonds for large transformative infrastructure projects and housing. This is a smart way to empower local governments and builders to create the infrastructure and housing we need. The budget also helps people out by proposing a few important housing reforms. It helps reduce costs for people who are looking to rent by establishing a statewide cap on rental application fees and tying those fees to the actual cost of renter screenings. It would also prohibit landlords from charging fees before the property is viewed, so people don't waste their money applying for units they never see. Governor Shapiro is proposing a law to seal eviction records for people who were not actually evicted. He also wants to protect residents by limiting the annual lot rent increases in manufactured home communities and requiring advance notice of increases. All of this is really solid, and I'm eager to support these initiatives to tackle the housing crisis we're facing in Lancaster and across the Commonwealth. Lastly, Governor Shapiro also talked about raising the minimum wage in his budget address. I have to say, after more than 15 years of our minimum wage being stuck at $7.25 an hour, it's time to raise it. We need to get it up to $15 an hour to make life better for those hourly minimum wage workers. Now, that's enough from me. It's time to hear from our special guest and then get into some audience questions. Remember to press *3 to submit a question. I'm going to flip it over to my friend Senator Vincent Hughes to introduce himself, give us some insights into the budget process, and talk about what he thinks about Governor Shapiro's proposed budget. Senator Hughes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Senator Malone. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and to speak with your constituents. I find these always valuable to make sure at the very least that the constituents have a better understanding about what's happening in their state government, and especially at what's happening with the state budget, which arguably could be the most important thing that we do every year. As you know, I chair the Senate Appropriations Committee, and in on the Democratic side, and in Pennsylvania's legislative structure, the Appropriations Committee is an elevated committee with the responsibility of managing and engaging in a much more detailed way with the state budget. As an example of the level of detail, starting tomorrow, it was supposed to start today, but because of the weather, today's hearing schedule was canceled. Starting tomorrow, we'll begin about 8 days to 2 weeks worth of budget hearings with many different departments at the state level coming in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee and talking about what they're doing, what their priorities are, what they want to try to get accomplished, and then taking questions from both the Republican and Democratic members of the Senate Appropriations Committee. If you're really into understanding at a deeper level of detail what happens during that process, you should tune into the appropriations hearings. They happen on the Senate side, and they also happen on the House side. And I'm going to speculate, Senator Malone, that if you go to obviously my website, but I'm sure your website will have a link on it that will allow folks to watch the live streaming of the appropriations hearing. It is, as I said, if you are interested in a lot of the details, if you're interested in a lot of the back and forth of the various cabinet secretaries who want to talk about and engage and respond to questions, this is the thing to watch. And they start tomorrow. As I said, they were supposed to start today, but they start tomorrow, and they will go through most of this week, and they will go through most of next week on the Senate side. And assuming there's no more weather issues, that'll be it, but there is an opportunity that we could go for a third week. As I said, the House of Representatives goes through the same process, and you can always watch those conversations there as well. But I'm guessing Senator Malone will probably likely have a link attached to his website where you can tune into the Senate budget hearings and hear what's going on.
Absolutely will.
And so, going from there, just in short, the state's budget is about, $53 billion, maybe closer to 54. It includes, the majority of the spend is in the healthcare space, and in the education space, in the human service spaces. The governor has proposed in his budget, again, following the Basic Education Funding Commission's recommendation, which came as a result of the Commonwealth Court decision that said that Pennsylvania had been funding its schools unconstitutionally and inadequately for many, many years. The Commonwealth Court demanded that the legislature fix that, and we began the process of fixing that. Governor Shapiro has introduced a budget which in many respects replicates the new investment in education as he did last year, with an extra $564 million going to several hundred school districts across Pennsylvania that had historically, about 70% of the schools across Pennsylvania were stuck in decades worth of unconstitutional and inadequate funding. And so we have a multi-year process to try to restore some balance and to try to fix that. This will be, I want to say, the third year that we will be going down that path to fix that. And we can already see improvements in schools across Pennsylvania as a result of the investment. We need to keep that going. We don't need to be one of the worst states in the nation with respect to how we invest in our schools. We need to be the best state in the nation. And we're going down that path and we're seeing positive results. So that investment in education, and I think another thing that we want to make sure that we highlight, and Senator Malone, you talked about this, the governor has introduced a concept called the Critical Infrastructure Investment Fund. And that is about $1 billion, as Senator Malone indicated. It will be paid for through bond financing, which we have a very excellent credit rating in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, so those bonds will be very inexpensive. And a part of the critical infrastructure designation includes housing, which is a very, very, very significant problem for folks at multiple levels of the housing crisis dynamic. Obviously, for individuals who are homeless, you need to find housing for them. Obviously, individuals who are trying to be first-time home buyers, we need to find more housing opportunities for them. Individuals who are renting, we need to create more options for them. Individuals who need some support in trying to fix up houses that need a little bit of TLC, Senator Malone, a little tender loving care. You know, with maybe outdated with a roof that's not functioning well, or a an old heating system that is extremely inefficient, and which then winds up driving the cost up far too high, and so the cost of energy far too high, and so investments like that are envisioned in this program, and in addition to some of the policy changes that Senator Malone just talked about. What I can say is this, and I think, Senator Malone, I'm probably on safe ground when I say this, but you correct me if I'm wrong. One of the most difficult issues that we all have as elected officials is how do we resolve an individual's housing issue. I've come to find that this is an issue for myself and my colleagues who represent Philadelphia, the big city of Philadelphia, and portions of the Philadelphia suburbs. I find it's an issue for folks who live in rural Pennsylvania, and it's an issue for individuals who have districts that have a mixture of a little bit of both, that it is a very, very difficult issues to resolve. To help our constituents, we need more resources, we need more tools in the tool belt, if you will, to help deal with this. We really do appreciate the governor's willingness to go down this path with both policy changes and budget investment support to help make better policy decisions, make it easier for folks at whatever level they may be in the housing crisis issue, and, you know, to provide more resources to make it much more affordable and to create more units to be on the market so that folks could get a safe, warm, and reasonably priced, affordable place to live. So that's a big thing, the on the job creation and the housing side. And, you know, on the governor has reintroduced a proposal that the Senate Democrats did, I want to say way back in 2013 or 2014. He's calling it Innovate 2.0, which allows for an investment in our innovation space. We must keep up. We have a very significant apparatus of investment in life sciences and innovation and technology across Pennsylvania, multiple places from Senator Malone's communities in Senator Malone's district to communities all across Pennsylvania. We must continue to keep up and invest more in those spaces so that we can be competitive nationally, competitive internationally, and provide more work opportunities, more jobs at high space, high levels, high incomes, but easily accessible to people in Pennsylvania. Governor Shapiro has offered that as one of his budget proposals, and I think there's a level of popularity with that one that we can try to we can make sure we bring it home. Senator Malone talked about the minimum wage. We want to raise the minimum wage. You know, the last time the minimum wage was increased, which was in President Obama's administration, I want to say it was 2009, 2010. Pennsylvania had a higher minimum wage than every state surrounding it. A higher minimum wage than New York, than New Jersey, than Delaware, than Maryland, than West Virginia, than Ohio. Since then, the minimum wages of those surrounding states have all surpassed Pennsylvania, and they're all now higher than they are in Pennsylvania. And that, for many of us, is certainly an economic issue, although there are a dwindling number of individuals who work at the minimum wage level. Really, there should be no one who's paid such a low standard. That minimum wage right now is below the federal poverty level. That does not make sense for folks financially, but there's also a moral question to that as well. And under the tune of the idea of a rising tide lifts all boats, we got to make sure that there are certain boats that are not stuck at the bottom. Let's raise the minimum wage. Let's get it to $15 an hour. Let's be aggressive at that. And then we can drive more income into more communities. What we know is this. Minimum wage workers spend their money rapidly in the communities that they reside in. So it's an economic churn that is good not just for that worker, but it is also good for the surrounding community. And, of course, the governor wants to continue lowering taxes. One of the things, and Senator Malone, your next telephone town hall might want to focus on this one, is last year's budget, we passed a brand new tax credit, which is the Working Pennsylvanians tax credit. And that tax credit is a new one in Pennsylvania. I believe you can get up to an average of about $800 on your Pennsylvania taxes, but it's based on your filing of your federal earned income tax credit. You file your federal earned income tax credit, you get up to 10% of what you file, what you receive at the federal level, you get it at the state level. We're really, really encouraging people to take advantage of that, to not lose sight of that. Far too many households leave the earned income tax credit unclaimed, and there's money that just does not get allocated to Pennsylvania residents and the good folks in the 36th senatorial district. Just far too many dollars that are programmed for them that just don't get allocated to them because they fail to apply. But what we want to do is make sure that when you apply for that, that you also apply for your Pennsylvania, working Pennsylvania tax credit. Because the working Pennsylvania tax credit is based on your application for the earned income tax credit at the federal level. That's a new program. It's one that Democrats in Harrisburg have been fighting for a long time. We're finally able to break that logjam, and we got it done. And it's really, really important that folks get access to these dollars so they can put their money back in their pocket.
Yeah.
And so that we want folks to put the money back into their pocket. We know things are tight. This is one way we can ease some of that pain. So, Senator Malone, as you can tell, as a budget guy, I could talk forever, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, let's get some
questions
in. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press *3 on your keypad at any time. We're going to go live with Catherine. Catherine, you're live.
Hello. I was calling about the school taxes. We are in our 70s, and the school property taxes are so high that it is hard to survive lately. And we live in a good school district. We appreciate that, but we haven't had children in school for 2 generations. And the property taxes are just getting out of control. And I was hoping someone would step in and look at this, that it is a problem, especially for seniors like us, more than seniors. We're in our 70s. We have no children in school, but it is a good school, and we support that. But the taxes are just getting too high for us, and we're hoping there would be help somewhere for that.
So I do want to point out that at least with the education funding that's going in, that should help us not need to jack it at the school property tax level. And I understand in the Commonwealth we have state, local, and school all related to property taxes. And then Senator Hughes, I remember back with, I think Governor Wolf was the last one who tried an across-the-board kind of fix, and we won't get into that today, but... And you talked a little bit about some of the funding that would at least help promote not raising taxes at the kind of municipal and county levels.
I think the thing that has been one of the most successful is the state's property tax and rent rebate program. Now, recently, we expanded that, I believe it was 2 years ago. If I remember correctly, and it was one of the first expansions in a number of years where it's a targeted rebate to seniors who are paying property taxes or who are paying rent, because it's a property tax and rent rebate program. I'm a big supporter of trying to expand that. And trying to increase more resources in that space, because hearing Catherine, I think that's what her name was, hearing Catherine's question, that represents the angst and the anxiety that many seniors all across Pennsylvania are having to confront. And the whole notion of that very targeted rebate program, I think, makes a lot of sense. It was increased a couple of years ago. It may be time for us to go back and increase it again.
All righty. Senator, are you ready for the next question?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. We're going to go live with Susie. Susie, you're live.
Hi. I was calling. I was wondering if there's any way that we could get a tax break for basic renovations of our home. Homes around us are falling apart. Meanwhile, there are thousands of new homes, and people are leaving their old homes to buy new homes, and the old homes are completely falling apart. We don't want to do that. But now, where it used to be $10,000 to renovate a bathroom, it's over $30,000 to renovate a bathroom. So, I mean, and you don't get any kind of tax break. Our home was built in the 70s. We still have Harvest Gold countertops, you know? But a tax break here and there just to renovate, to just do, I'm not talking about putting in granite or marble or anything crazy. I'm just talking about just basic renovations to modernize your home.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no tax break. Zip.
Understood. Yeah, we'll definitely look into it. Senator Hughes, isn't there a grant program for renovation, upkeep of houses?
So we had one in place, I want to say about 2 years ago. It was called Senator Saval's program. Was a real big driver, is the whole home repairs program, where you would get support from the state to do sort of like your basic system kind of repair kind of work. You know, for example, if your heater was old, and Pennsylvania has some of the oldest housing stock in the country. And so if your heater was out, if your windows are old and drafty, your electrical system is old and dangerous, if your roof is getting ready to cave in on you, things like that, you were able to get a grant from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to help finance and pay for some of those costs. That ran for about a year. We won't get partisan on this. It is, however, it's always been a major Democratic initiative to try to continue that. And we want it. What Governor Shapiro's proposal in his critical infrastructure investment fund proposal with the housing component, one of the areas that we would be able to invest in would be a program such as this, to make necessary upgrades to an old housing infrastructure and make those upgrades so that there are two things happen. They obviously increase the value of the home, but they also make the home more livable, more affordable. You know, when you put those new windows in and stop that draft coming in, Senator Malone, when you put that new heater in, and you know your system is much more efficient, and your system also becomes it becomes much more affordable.
Right.
Same thing with a new roof, and obviously we know about electrical systems that are old and antiquated. It can wind up being extremely dangerous. We want to get that program refunded again. It has been a Democratic priority since its first inception. And in fact, Senator Nikhil Saval was the driver on that. And we hopefully we can get it funded in this cycle as well, and get it funded in a way that it becomes a regularly supported program.
Senator, do you have time for one more question, or do you have to pop off?
I have time for one more question. Yes, I do.
All righty. We have a question from Pat. It was an online question asking if you can explain about the proposed fair share or wealth tax, and how about closing the Delaware loophole?
Well, we certainly want to close the Delaware loophole. That is, that's the deal where folks, corporations file their corporate status in Delaware, and then they avoid, but they operate here in Pennsylvania, and they avoid paying their fair share into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's coffers. Now, other businesses, they file in Pennsylvania, they set up their shop in Pennsylvania, and they play by the rules, okay? Or play by the rules, and play by the spirit of the rules as well. How about if I say it like that? And, what we want to do is, to close that loophole, get folks to, get these major corporations, and these are usually pretty wealthy corporations. These are some of your largest corporations, in the country. And we want them to set up shop here in Pennsylvania. And when they set up shop here in Pennsylvania, they can pay into the Pennsylvania's coffers, and it would be fair. It would be equitable. And it would be necessary and appropriate. And it takes the burden off of the small mom-and-pop operator. It takes the burden off of everyone else, and it kind of spreads it out in a fairer way.
Thank you very much, Senator Hughes, for your time tonight. Senator Malone, you have anything to add?
Well, I just want to thank everyone who took the time to join us tonight. I'd like to give another big thank you to our guest, to Senator Hughes, for sharing his knowledge with us. I'm lucky to have the partners in this work who care about making life better and more affordable in Pennsylvania. To the work that we're doing around the budget is our most important work, is literally how we take care of our neighbors and invest in the future of the Commonwealth. As Senator Hughes said, I encourage everyone to stay involved with the budget discussions as we move forward. You can follow my social media channels to get information about upcoming budget hearings. These hearings are where lawmakers listen to and discuss the proposed budget with our state agencies. They are informative and an important part of this entire budget process. We'll make sure we have links on our website that you can go directly to watch them live at pasenate.com/budget. And thank you again for joining us. Be sure you stay safe out on the roads and check in on your loved ones and neighbors. Have a good night.
Thank you.